Okay, so you've got a podcast, you're putting episodes out there, and let's be real, you're probably thinking about Spotify.
Oh, absolutely. That
Yeah.
little green icon, right?
Yeah. Wondering how to get your show listed there, maybe picturing it next to your own favorites. So, how does that actually work?
It's definitely a common question,
Yep.
and for good reason. Spotify's huge, a major player.
Right.
So that's our mission today, really, breaking down how to get your podcast onto Spotify, specifically looking at, 2025. What's the current
We
process?
want to give you the clear steps, the need-to-know info, help you avoid any pitfalls.
Exactly. We've looked at the latest information for this.
So whether you're like just starting out, or maybe you want to grow your existing audience, or you're just curious, this deep dive should have something for you. We'll cover the main way to upload spoiler, it's indirect,
Yeah, we'll get into that.
and why you'd want to be on Spotify, the benefits, plus a really, really critical rule about using music and sounds. Non-negotiable stuff.
Super important, that last one. So let's get into it. First thing, you might think you can just, upload your audio files straight to Spotify.
Like you might with, say, YouTube or something.
Exactly. But nope, that's not how Spotify handles podcasts. It just doesn't work that way for creators.
Okay, so no direct uploads. That's the first hurdle. So, how do people get their shows on there then? It seems like everyone is.
The answer is a podcast hosting site. You need one of these.
A hosting site.
Yeah, think of it like your podcast's home base, your central hub. You upload everything there first,
Okay.
and then that hosting service pushes your show out to all the different directories, Spotify included.
Ah, so it's like a distribution partner, kind of? A middleman?
Precisely. Yeah, middleman is a good way to think about it.
Yeah.
And to make it concrete, let's use RSS.com as an example. It's a popular one, pretty user-friendly.
RSS.com. Okay.
It uses RSS feeds, really simple syndication that's like the standard tech behind podcast distribution. But RSS.com, the platform, makes using it easy.
Gotcha. RSS.com. So walk us through it. What are the actual steps? If I use them, how do I get from zero to my podcast showing up on Spotify?
Okay, step one is just creating an account on RSS.com. It's free to start.
Free. Okay.
Yep, just need an email, pick a password, no credit card needed right away, which is nice.
Good to know.
Then they'll email you a code, like a six-digit thing, just to verify your email address. Standard stuff.
Simple enough. Account verified. What's next?
Then you set up your podcast within RSS.com. So you click Create New Podcast or something similar. And
Right.
this is where you put in all your show's info.
Yeah.
The title, obviously. A good description. Definitely think about keywords here.
Keywords Spotify might pick up on.
Yeah, potentially. And your cover art. This is important. People scroll visually on Spotify, so make it pop.
Good point. Needs to stand out.
Definitely. Add any other info they ask for.
Yeah.
And then, critically, this is where you upload your actual audio. Your trailer, if you have one, and your first episodes.
Okay, so RSS.com holds everything, the info, the art, the audio files. But how does that connect to Spotify? Is it complicated? Do I need to like manually link accounts?
That's the beauty of these hosting platforms. It's actually surprisingly simple. Once you've set up your show on RSS.com, you only need to handle the distribution part once.
Once.
Yeah, a one-time setup.
Yeah.
After that, whenever you upload a new episode to RSS.com, it automatically gets sent out to Spotify.
Wait, seriously, just set it and forget it for ongoing distribution? That sounds way easier than I thought.
It really is pretty Fisher. Inside your RSS.com dashboard, you'll look for a section called Distribution.
Okay, distribution tab.
And in there, you could find a button or maybe a checkbox. It'll say something like, automatically submit my show to all the podcast directories below. You just click that.
Just one click, and that covers Spotify.
That one click usually does it for Spotify, yes. And
Yeah.
actually, on RSS.com, that same click typically submits your show to other big ones too, like Amazon Music and Samsung Podcasts.
Wow, okay. That's efficient.
It really streamlines things. So while RSS.com is our example, the main point is you need a hosting platform acting as this intermediary. Lots of other good hosts work similarly.
Okay, that makes sense. The how-to feels much more manageable now, thanks to these hosting sites. But let's pivot a bit. Let's talk about the why. Why is getting onto Spotify such a big deal for podcasters anyway? What's the payoff?
Great question. It's huge. I mean, alongside Apple Podcasts, Spotify is arguably one of the two biggest podcast directories on the planet.
Right, the giants.
Exactly. And the numbers are staggering. We're talking about 36 million podcast listeners on Spotify alone. And that number keeps climbing.
36 million. Wow. That's a lot of potential ears.
It really puts it in perspective, doesn't
it? I know.
But it's not just the raw numbers. Yeah. Spotify's platform itself is really slick. It's easy for listeners to use, find new shows. And the recommendation algorithms, they're really good, very sophisticated.
Yeah, I've definitely found new podcasts that way myself. Spotify just sort of knows what I might like.
Exactly. And they keep innovating. Like, they recently rolled out this vertical swipe-up feed for discovering audio clips.
Oh, like TikTok or Instagram Reels, but for audio.
Precisely. Makes discovery feel really natural, kind of addictive even. And they have things like automatic playback, keeping listeners engaged longer.
That sounds like it could seriously boost listening time.
It can. And here's the kicker. Spotify doesn't just recommend stuff based on what you already follow.
Oh.
Their algorithms look at podcasts in similar genres or shows with similar topics, maybe similar audiences to the ones you like. So if your podcast is on there,
Spotify might actively suggest it to people who've never heard of me, but who listen to similar stuff.
Exactly. It dramatically increases your discoverability. You're tapping into those millions of listeners who are already looking for content like yours.
So it's not just being available, it's being found.
That's a huge part of it. Plus, think about your listeners. People have their preferred apps.
True. I mostly use Spotify for everything.
Right. So by being on Spotify and Apple and wherever else, you let listeners choose their favorite platform. That convenience, that accessibility removes a barrier and helps you grow your audience. People are just more likely to listen if it's easy for them.
Makes total sense. Okay, covered the how, covered the why. Now, you mentioned a really important rule earlier. This sounds like the don't mess this up part.
Absolutely. This is critical. It's all about the audio you use within your podcast, specifically sound effects and especially music.
Ah, the copyright dragon.
Pretty much. Look, it's tempting, right? You want your podcast to sound cool, maybe use a snippet of a hit song for branding or to make a point.
Yeah, add some flair.
It can.
Yeah.
But you have to be incredibly careful about copyright law. You need the legal right to use that audio.
Okay. Why is Spotify so hot on this? More than other platforms, maybe.
Well, think about Spotify's core business.
Yeah.
It's music. Their whole platform is built on licensing deals with labels and artists. They have a massive vested interest in protecting music copyright.
Ah, okay. So they apply that same strictness to the podcasts they host.
You got it. So that old idea, oh, it's just a few seconds, it's fair use.
Yeah. Don't count on that.
Definitely don't count on that. It's a very risky assumption, often wrong in this context. Spotify uses, like, advanced AI that crawls content. It's specifically looking for unlicensed music.
Wow, AI detection.
Yep. They are very likely to find it, even if it's a short clip. Don't try to fly under the radar.
And does it matter if my podcast makes money or not? Like, if it's just a hobby?
Nope, doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Copyright infringement is copyright infringement, whether you're monetized or not. Mm-hmm. It's about the legal right to use the material.
Okay, so what happens if they catch you?
It can range. You might get your content flagged, get a warning from Spotify.
Yeah.
Or they could pull down the specific episode.
Just remove it.
Yeah. Or, worst case, they could remove your entire podcast from their platform. And beyond Spotify, the actual copyright holders could potentially take legal action. Fines are possible.
Yikes. Okay, that's serious. Losing an episode you worked hard on, especially if it was doing well, that would be awful.
That's a huge setback.
Yeah.
Imagine putting all that effort into a great episode, people are loving it, and bam.
Yeah.
It's gone because of a music track you didn't have the rights to. Devastating.
Okay, message received. Be super careful.
Listen.
So, what are the safe options? How can podcasters legally get music and sound effects?
Good news is there are options. Lots of them, actually. For royalty-free music, meaning you pay once or not at all and don't owe ongoing royalties, there are great free resources.
Free is good.
Definitely. Check out places like Pixabay, Free Music Archive. They have tons of tracks you can often use for free. Just always, always double check the specific license for each track. Some might require attribution, for example.
Right. Read the fine print on the license. Okay. Free options. Pixabay, Free Music Archive. What if you need something more specific or maybe higher quality and you have a bit of budget?
Yeah. If you're looking for more choice or higher production value, there are excellent paid sites. Think Audio Jungle, Premium Beat, Envato Elements. These have huge libraries of professional, royalty-free music and sound effects. You pay per track or get a subscription.
Audio Jungle, Premium Beat, Envato Elements. Got it.
And one more idea. Don't forget about independent artists. You can often find talented musicians or sound designers on social media, places like Instagram or SoundCloud.
Oh, interesting. Reach out directly.
Yeah, you might be able to license music directly from them. Could be a great way to get something unique and support an artist.
Cool idea.
But the bottom line is always the same. Make sure you have the legal right to use any audio you didn't create yourself. Understand the license before you put it in your show.
Okay, let's wrap this up. So, key takeaways. Getting onto Spotify in 2025 means using a hosting platform, something like RSS.com is a good example, as your main hub. They handle the distribution.
Yep, that indirect method is key.
And being on Spotify is a big win because of their huge audience, yeah, those 36 million listeners, and their discovery features that can really help new people find your show.
Massive potential for growth there.
But, and this is the big but, you absolutely must respect copyright law for any music or sounds you use. No shortcuts. Find legal sources. Understand the licenses.
Couldn't stress that enough. The consequences are just not worth the risk. There are plenty of great legal ways to get audio.
Right. So follow the steps, use legal audio, and Spotify can be a fantastic platform for expanding your podcast's reach.
Absolutely. It's a tremendous opportunity when you do it right.
So here's something to think about. As you're planning your podcast's sound, maybe you're imagining that perfect intro music or some cool sound effects. Before you get too attached, take a moment now. Go explore some of those royalty-free libraries we mentioned, or start researching how licensing works if you have a specific track in mind. Doing that homework up front, it'll save you headaches later and keep your podcast playing smoothly on platforms like Spotify.